Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The earthquake and tsunami in Japan in March, February's earthquake in New Zealand, and the Pakistan floods and Haiti earthquake of 2010 provide recent examples of the impact of natural disasters. The response to these events needs to be informed by reliable knowledge, and clinical trials have a role to play in this. Mike Clark from the All Island Hub for Trials Methodology Research describes some such trials and the Evidence Aid Project.
Faced by the challenges of natural disasters and other humanitarian emergencies, the last thing many people might think of is the need for randomized trials. However, alongside the human response to do something in such circumstances, should come a recognition that whatever this something is, it should do more good than harm. As in healthcare more generally, considerable uncertainties may exist around the choices that people can make. These uncertainties need to be identified, acknowledged, and reduced. Randomized trials will provide one way to do this, followed by systematic reviews to place the findings of the individual studies in proper context. I'd like to share with you a few examples of randomized trials from recent years to illustrate that these studies are possible, although they remain few and far between, and relatively small. This is in the context of the work of the Cochrane Collaboration and others to develop Evidence Aid, as a way to provide people and organizations planning for and responding to natural disasters and other humanitarian emergencies with timely access to high-quality, unbiased information on what works, doesn't work, and is unproven. Our focus has been on systematic reviews of research in healthcare, with the aim of helping people make well-informed decisions about interventions that will speed recovery. Evidence Aid is now expanding to cover a wider variety of areas, including shelter, communication, construction, education, security, and support for displaced people. This expansion will also seek to identify the need for new randomized trials, to promote their existence and to make best use of their findings. The first thing to say about randomized trials in disaster settings is that they should become easier to find with the advent of prospective registries of trials. For example, a search of the World Health Organization's International Clinical Trials Registry platform for the word earthquake finds a randomized trial of omega-3 for the secondary prevention of stress after the Japanese earthquake, and a comparison of two micronutrients in New Zealand. Turning to trials that have completed and reported, the starting point for Evidence Aid was the Indian Ocean tsunami of December 26, 2004, and among the trials that followed is a study in a refugee camp in northeastern Sri Lanka, which randomized 31 children with a preliminary diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder to 6 sessions of narrative exposure therapy for children, called KidNet, or 6 sessions of meditation relaxation. 5 years earlier, just over 100 adults were randomly assigned to one of 3 different drugs to treat PTSD after the Marmara earthquake in Turkey in 1999. And more recently, a team in Pakistan allocated 200 children affected by an earthquake to take zinc in suspension form or as tablets as a treatment for their diarrhea. As Evidence Aid develops, it should lead to an increased recognition among practitioners and the public of the need for randomized trials when faced by the uncertainties inherent in responding to disasters. These trials and systematic reviews will help resolve these uncertainties, improving outcomes for individuals and communities.
More details of Evidence Aid and trials that have been done after disasters are available from www.thecochranelibrary.com.